Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host, and Scott and I had another chat this morning where I told him about my number one of all time productivity tip, and he was a little surprised. And you don't have to wait the 10 minutes on the radio between when we did that little teaser about it being my number one productivity tip and when I actually told him what it was. You get it straight away. So have a listen, see what you think.
Ruth Amos is with me again this morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. What about you?
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, I noticed something this morning on the way in here.
Yeah.
We're all back into it. The traffic was horrendous.
I know. This is going to sound terrible, and I hope this doesn't come across the wrong way, but the one thing that I enjoyed about our lockdown when we had lockdown was just being able to breathe for a while. Like, it sounds, and don't get me wrong, you know, it was the rest of it was awful, but just having that period of time at home just to have to stop for a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was actually really, really, really good.
Yeah, get that chance to just...
and to be able to reevaluate those things that are important and stuff like that was just, I don't know, it was a really important time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you teased us before, your number one productivity tip of all time.
Yeah.
Is
rest.
Rest.
Yeah.
See, that wouldn't have been my pick.
Yeah, no, absolutely it is. Because if you think about it, like, let's think about it. We're all back into it. We go to work on Monday. You have a list as long as your arm. You've got to get through it. You don't quite get through it, so you carry some of that over to Tuesday. And then you think, I'll get it done on Tuesday. And then on Thursday night, you look at the list and think, there's no way I'm going to get this done on Friday. So you take everything home with you on the weekend, right? And it sits there in the corner or on the dining table or whatever, just glaring at you, telling you.
And you can't truly rest because you're like looking at it going, oh man, I've got so much to do.
You say to yourself, if I have enough energy to do this thing I want to do, then obviously I have enough energy to do the work I don't want to do. So you just do nothing. And when you go back to work on Monday, you just feel exhausted and wrung out.
Yeah.
So I think that the thing to do to stop this treadmill feeling is to really stop and just take a day off a week.
And I mean, that's biblical as well, isn't it?
It surely is, yeah. Yeah, so the Sabbath, that deal that we have, like, when we think about Jesus and the Sabbath, he's always breaking it. So I think, you know, you've got to be a little, not too legalistic about this. Let's say just one day off that suits you, actually I'm taking Wednesdays off at the moment, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. I know a lot of pastors that, you know, of course, they can't take Sundays off because they're busy on Sundays at their church. And so they'll take like a day off during the week, which becomes their Sabbath.
Yeah, yeah. But I like to call it a no shoulds day. You're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to do. Listen to the language. Don't do stuff you should do. Do stuff you want to do. And like if it suits you to cook all your meals the day before, like they used to do I don't know whether Jews still do that or not. But
they do, yeah.
Yeah. And then so you don't even have to do any cooking or anything on that day, then fantastic. If you enjoy cooking, well, why wouldn't you do that on the day that you're having your no shoulds and your rest? But yeah.
And so as what you're saying from this is if you can take that one day off a week, then what it means is those other days you're more rested, you're able to actually be more productive.
Yeah, that's right. You go back to Monday feeling energetic and like, all right, let's get back into this again.
Let's do this.
Give it another go. Yeah, yeah,
for
sure.
That is genius. Ah. That is absolutely. See, I thought it was going to be something like, you know, yeah, you make a list every morning and say, but no rest.
Rest.
It's almost counterintuitive in some ways, isn't it?
Even sleeping. Sleeping is so important. I was looking for but didn't find the particular article, but you know, when you sleep, I'm pretty sure what happens is your brain cells shrink and all of the cerebral spinal fluid gets washed through and washes out all of the yuckies that have built up during the day, and you're refreshed, you're actually cleaned out and ready to go.
Yeah.
The next day we keep thinking that just staying on the treadmill and doing more and more and more is going to make us more productive, but it just isn't. We have to rest.
There you
yeah.
go. Take some rest. Hey, thanks so much, Ruth.
No worries. I hope everybody rests this weekend.
Sounds good to me.
So there you go. Rest. Take a day off. That's my number one productivity tip. It really does work. I remember when I was at uni, this is when it got really bad for me, was there was so much on and there was so much to do, and I started to feel like if I didn't do it, there was going to be some big disaster. You know, I started to feel like I was holding the world in my hands, and as we know, it is God who holds the world in his hands. It's not me. It's not up to me. I'm not the savior of the world. So I realized that to stop that feeling, what I needed to do was stop and give that day to God and say to God, well, you told me to rest one day a week, so I'm going to do this out of faith. It's a faith step. It's a trust step to take that day off. And if a disaster happens because I've taken a day off, then I trust you, God, to take care of the disaster. And I think it was not, I trust you, God, that there won't be a disaster, because I really didn't feel like I could do that. But that, you know, that he works all things together for the good of those who love him. So if there was a disaster, he'd work it for my good. And if he wanted to, he could make it so there wasn't a disaster. And believe it or not, in the whole time, there never was a disaster just because I took a day off work. And I think partly that was because when I got back to work, I was clearer headed, I was sensible, and I could make good decisions, and I had more energy, and I could get more done in the time that I had available. So yeah, just continuing to work all the time. I mean, you hear people talking about 60, 80 hour work weeks. It's horrendous. And I think that their work is actually less productive because they're working that hard, or, you know, not taking time off. They probably get the same amount done if they worked a 40-hour work week and then had a proper weekend at the end of it. We've been watching The West Wing lately, like a whole lot of other people have been watching The West Wing. I love it. It's great. But one of the things I really can't stand about it is their work ethic. You know, there was a scene, I think, where the president told somebody that he had to just stay until 3 o'clock in the morning to listen to him rant on about, I don't know, old books, ancient books or something. And the guy just had to do it. It was his job. He needed to go home and sleep. But no, instead he was there listening to the president because the president couldn't sleep. Everybody seems to be working until midnight and then getting back to work at 6 o'clock the next morning, or they're on long haul flights overnight so that they can be wherever the president is arriving the next morning, or I don't know what. It's not good. It's not a good thing. And that's pretty much the only thing I don't like about the show. But I think there's a lot of people who do this. They make work their God. They make that long hours spent at work the thing that they're idolizing. And it's just so bad for us. Our bodies are just not meant to do that. And our brains are not meant to do that either. I've just watched a YouTube video by CGB Grey called Weekend Wednesdays. And he, like me, is a self-employed person. And he made this video last year when the pandemic hit. And what he figured out was that for him, it worked better not to have 2 days of weekend at the end of the week, but to have a day off in the middle of the week and then another day off on the weekend. And you know what? I'm doing a similar thing. I'd come to the same thing without the video, but it was nice to have that YouTube video confirm what I'm doing, having that day off on the Wednesday. I think for some of us, when we go to church on Sunday, it can feel a bit work-like, especially if we're on rosters or part of the running of the church service, and especially for our pastors and ministers. And so Saturday is another day off, and Wednesday is a real proper day off for me. That's my absolute no-shoulds, where I'm trying not to even meet anyone for coffee, but just because, you know, what an introvert I am, and I just need that time and space by myself. Just to do things that don't count for anything, do things that wouldn't be considered productive, do things that, you know, aren't going to make me any money and they're not going to lead to anything, but I can do just for the joy of it, just for the fun. You know, fun can be quite threatening when work becomes our idol, and we can not even maybe forget how to have fun. We can not be willing to put time into doing something that's just for the fun of it. And I think that that's, first, it's very, very sad, and secondly, it's unhealthy. And I can't encourage you strongly enough to make sure that you have that rest, recreation, being creative, doing things for fun, relationship building time. I know I've just said that my Wednesdays are a day off by myself, but then I have time with friends and family as well on my other days off. And I guess, doing things by yourself as well. I mean, there's that Christian discipline of silence and solitude that is so important that we've really lost at the moment. How many people are prepared to be alone with their own thoughts for 10 minutes, half an hour? I had one of my friends tell me that she liked to have a massage, but she wished that there was a little television underneath the massage table so that she wouldn't have to be alone with her own thoughts while she was having a massage. Now, that's quite incredible. And I know that when I'm feeling a bit wrung out and overstressed, I avoid my own thoughts too. I usually avoid my own thoughts by listening to podcasts and having someone else's thoughts go through my head. But, I mean, it's important for us to be able to spend time alone and with our own thoughts, or alone with God and listening to what he has to say. These disciplines are not admired by the world because they're not productive and they don't lead to anything. There's so many times when you say, oh, you have a hobby, and people say, oh, how are you going to monetize that hobby? Why should you monetize a hobby? Why can't you just enjoy your art or your music or your creative writing? She says, preaching to herself again. I mean, we compare ourselves to others and we think they're doing this, that, and the other thing. We see it all on the socials and whatever, and we can get sucked into comparisonitis and trying to make even our time off count for something or be productive or even just be good enough to show on social media. But I think it would be really good for us to let go of all this stuff, to really let go of control for a bit, to let go of thinking about what we look like or how we come across to others, and to really rest and give that control to God and say, this day is your day. How about we do what you want to do today? And because God's fun and he likes to have a good time, I think that we'd actually enjoy our Sabbath if we did that. I know that, I mean, you read about it in old books, things like what Katie did, like really, you know, old books. The Sabbath, well, what did you do on the Sabbath? You got up, you went to church, and then you came home again. You might be able to read some improving books or only the Bible. You maybe lay on your back for a while after lunch to apparently help with digestion. You might listen to someone read out a book of sermons, and you might possibly sing hymns if you weren't too strung up about it. And the Sabbath was therefore the day that was hated by most children. And I can see why we've swung away from that kind of a day. But I don't believe that that's what God wanted when he put it in place. And I don't believe that that's what it should be. As Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So let's think about the kind of God we have, the creative, awesome, and wonderful, and fun, loving God that we have. And let's have some fun on our days off and really rest, really put work to the side, and let go of control and let go of that tightness and that anxiety and that always on treadmill feeling and have some time off. It's hard when you have young children, I know that for sure, but I think I even would, when I had the kids, when they were in nappies, I would put the nappies to soak for another day and do a double batch the day after and just take some time off those overwhelming treadmill tasks that keep rolling over day after day after day. So I'm not pretending I've got all this together. I really haven't got all this together. I am really tied up in being Christianly productive. I'm very bad at hobbies. I am not good at just hanging out with people and having fun. I tend to turn everything into some sort of, deep and meaningful conversation or some sort of money-making activity or something like that. So this is something I'm learning, and what I've been telling you here are my thoughts as I work through it, and I hope that we talk about it a bit more this year as I learn to take things a bit more slowly and to enjoy myself a bit more and to live life from a place of fullness and not a place of drivenness. So I hope you'll join me on this journey. And I will be chatting to Scotty again in a fortnight, and we'll see where we've gotten to at that point. All right, until then, I hope that you have a couple of Sabbaths. I hope that you have some restful times, some joy, and some fun. And I will chat to you again later.